misunderstood, unseen and unheard. Now it's our turn. Cranium grip, talk is meant. We debate her in the facts. Welcome back to the Asheville View, and we're here with our friend Johnny Rush, who is going to be sharing his story with us. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm here.
You're here?
Another blessed day.
So you had an incident with police officers a couple of years ago, and we'd just like to hear your story. What happened?
August the 24th, 2017, I had just got out from work at the Cracker Barrel, which is on Tunnel Road. And at the time, I was living in Lee Walker Heights, which is right across from the Smile Starters. When the incident happened, I was on my way going to the store, which is the Citco right on Biltmore and Shortcuts. And they was coming from where they get their gas at.
Who are they?
Christopher Hitzman and his partner, which I don't remember his name. I was walking through the parking lot at Smile Starters going to the store, and they was leaving from where they get their gas at. So they started coming towards my direction, but not actually towards me. So I ain't paid no mind, you know, I just kept on going about my business, going to the store to get what I was going to get and come on back home, because I've been on my feet for 13 hours and I just wanted to, you know, get home to my kids and get off my feet and get ready to, you know, wind myself down and go to sleep or whatever. So as I'm on my way going to the store, that's when they were coming towards my direction, and I wasn't visualizing that, you know, they were probably going to stop me. Was they shouldn't have no reason to stop me, because I wasn't doing anything wrong besides going to the store and going back home. So as I made it in front of Smile Starters at this time, they was turning on Shortcuts and Biltmore, going towards Lee Walker Heights. So by this time, I done made it across the street to this store parking
lot. What are you thinking? Because like when I'm like just out and police officers are in my grasp in any way or whatsoever, any way, I freak out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so how are you feeling?
I was feeling normal. And like I said before, I went to visualizing that they were going to stop me. For what particular reason, I don't know, but I was already preparing myself for that. So they never did stop me at first. So by this time, I done made it by the gas pump going to the store. And by this time, they done made it in front of Smile Starters. And I'm saying all of this, you know, before, you know, anything had to happen. And I'm saying to myself that they're going to mess with me. They're going to stop me for whatever reason. Just prepare yourself for that. Oh. And just, you know, let them do their job and, you know, going about my normal life. So by the time I made it in the store and I was in line waiting to pay for my stuff, that's when they made it back over that way by the store, and they parked on the side over by McCormick. And I'm saying all of this, and they both got out of their car, and his Christopher partner, he walked in front of the store, and Mr. Hitman, he was walking behind the store. So I'm still not paying it no mind, you know.
Because this is your daily route. This is what you do. Yeah, You're at
correct.
Work. Yeah.
So by this time, I'm like the second person to get ready to pay for my stuff or whatever. So I happened to look out the corner of my eyes and see Mr. Hitman standing on the side of the building like he was stalking me or something. You know, so in my mind, I'm like, okay, now what is really going on? You know, is they here for me? For what reason? Or, you know, what are they doing? So I still ain't paying no attention. So I finally made it up to the counter to pay for my stuff. And as I'm on my way coming out the door, that's when his partner stopped me at the door. So he asked me what my name was. So I'm like, why? What, you know, what seems to be the problem? Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't know who you are, you know, just because you got a gun and a badge, you know, that don't make me feel like you a cop.
So are you in the store at this time?
No, he met me as I'm coming out the store.
Right, okay. So you're still in like the store parking lot.
Right.
Because in this video, you're like, we're already at a point when the video starts. So we've mm-hmm. all seen the video, but I want to make sure we get, this is before the video starts, he's asking you your name.
Well, actually, because it's like 6 videos, and it should be from the store situation. Mm-hmm. It should be a video with that part too.
All right.
So he asked me my name twice, and I assumed twice, you know, why? What seemed to be the problem? So it went from him asking me my name to him asking me for my identification. Mm-hmm. So now what makes you think I'm gonna give you my identification if I ain't give you my name? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know who you are, mm-hmm. you know? So in my mind, I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting aggravated because you sitting here asking me all my personal information, but you can't sit here and tell me why you stopped me and what's the problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I just went ahead and just gave him my ID and he ran my name in and it came out with a pass. So then he was like, well, reason why I stopped you because you was jaywalking and you didn't use the crosswalk. So now in my mind.
And what time again at night is this?
This around about 11:30, close to 12.
Okay, so nobody's in danger because you tried to cut across the parking lot at 11 o'clock at night and get
home
to your kids.
And you're gonna get stalked and
correct.
Followed around because you were jaywalking. I mean,
correct.
This is, yeah.
And everybody that lived in Lee Walker Heights at the time and everybody else, you know, everybody cut through that parking lot at mm-hmm. Smile Starters,
okay.
you know, to make it a shorter route you know, get to where they're going or whatever. So I don't know what, mm-hmm. it be me this particular night, you know, and so he was like, well, reason why I stopped you because you were jaywalking and you didn't use the crosswalk. So now in my mind, I'm really getting heated now because you mean to tell me that you stopping me all because you feel like that I didn't use the crosswalk and I'm jaywalking mm-hmm. when y'all need to be out here doing, you know, other stuff that's important,
right.
protect and serve type stuff. So he was like, well, I'm gonna let you out with a warning, just use the crosswalk. Yes, sir, no problem. So he was like, well, have a nice night, Mr. Rush. You too, sir. So I walked to the corner of McCormick and Biltmore, to the corner, and I even hit the button for the crosswalk mm-hmm. signal light to change mm-hmm. for me to cross the street. So I did all of that. I'm walking on the sidewalk by Smile Starters now. So I get to the end of that sidewalk and get ready to cross over to walk up the hill to go home. Here they come again. But same. At this time, I did not know if the same people.
Right, right.
The same cops. So they jumped out their car in front of me. You know, I backed up like, okay, what's the problem now? Mm-hmm. So his partner, he was like, we just seen you jaywalk 4 more times. So I'm like, sir, how? I just did everything y'all asked me to do. You used the crosswalk, even masturbate. Mm-hmm. All I'm trying to do is go home, sir. Y'all see that I'm going home because y'all just ran my license, my ID, and it says 50 Whitbar. So I'm like, so what seemed to be the problem now? So his partner was like, well, we know what you out here doing. So I'm like, what you mean, me trying to go home and y'all keep stopping me, harassing me for jaywalking? So Christopher Hitchman, he was like, it's all in your mind, it's all in your mind. So I wanted to make a comment on that, but you know, I just kept it simple and real brief. So so his partner was like, well, something else he had said, like, we know what you out here doing, or whatever. So I'm like, what, me trying to go home and y'all keep stopping me for jaywalking or whatever? So he was like, well, either I can write you a ticket or we can take you to jail. So now I'm really getting heated because now you're giving me options. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're giving me options when I ain't even did nothing wrong. And I got my my clock out sheet to prove that I just got off from work doing 13 hours because I was the dishwasher at Cracker Barrel at the time. And
you said, hey, I'll take the ticket. Thanks. Give me the ticket.
Do whatever y'all feel like y'all need to do. Besides,
I just want to go home.
Right. Keep harassing me.
Yeah.
But I felt like when I said the F word was, you know, fucking, do what you fucking have to do. You know, that's when he was like, put your hands behind your back. Oh. So I backed up a little bit like, no, I'm not going to jail because I'm not doing nothing wrong. So as I was backing up, he was like, don't do it. Don't do it. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, don't do it, you know, because I ain't want to make the situation worse than what it can be.
Yes.
So as I'm walking back towards him and he went to grab my arm aggressive, which I got the scars to prove it, you know, he went to grab my arm aggressive like he was finna do something to me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm feared for my life. I feel like my life is in danger now because I don't know what he about to do to me.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't defend myself, you know.
Yeah, he has a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's two
my
of
point.
Them.
So when he went to grab my arm aggressive, that's when I started running. So as I'm running back in Smile Starters parking lot, my second thought was like, stop. You know, don't make the situation worse than what it can be, because you could have easily shot me in my back.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, or anything.
Which happens.
So, and then I went to thinking about my kids, you know. So,
and tell us about your kids. How old are your kids? Or how old were they at the time?
My son, he was only 2, which is 4, finna be 5 in December. Mm-hmm. And my little girl, she was 3 at the time. Well, yeah, 3, because it's finished. Actually, this month will make 3 years. This don't happen.
Yeah.
So my little girl, she was 3 at the time. Well, yeah, 3. And my son, he was 2. So my second thought was like, just stop. Don't make the situation worse than what it can be. And then I went to thinking about my kids.
Yeah, go home safe to your kids.
Right. So as I proceeded to stop, that's when he told me to put my hands behind my back. So as I'm in the process about to put my hands behind my back, that's when he tackled me to the ground and started doing what he did to me, telling me stop resisting, put my hands behind my back. And at the time, how I get these scars right here, because my arm was pinned up under my stomach and the pavement. Mm-hmm. And you already got one of my arms, my other arm, and then his partner, I don't know what was going through his mind. I guess he hadn't got shook up or spooked, because he could have easily put my hands behind my back, you know, and I couldn't move my other hand because it's pinned. Mm-hmm. And you beating me in my head and, you know, doing what you're doing, you're not even giving me time to even, you know, do anything that you're asking me to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the whole time as the incident going on, the only thing I would think about was my kids.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only thing that was on my mind, was my kids. And then it wasn't nobody around during this time. So it went from me trying to, you know, comply to me screaming for help now.
Exactly.
You know, help, help, help. You know, and in a situation like that, you know, if it was people around, it wasn't, you know, nothing that they could have did.
No. Yeah.
So.
And so the other officer is there. He's not joining in on this. He's just not in shock.
Right. He just kept walking around us and stuff. So by this time, it went from him punching me in my head to choking me to tasing me in my stomach. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the whole time as he's trying to tase me, which he was telling him that I took his taser, which how?
Right.
I'm already on the ground, yep. You doing what you're doing to me, and I don't know how your taser get weighed over there where it was or whatever. So when he did get his taser, he trying to tase me in my stomach, you know, and I never got tased a day in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good feeling. You know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Oh my God.
You know, I wouldn't wish that. So the whole time that he, you know, trying to tase me in my stomach, I'm pushing away. Like, you not finna say and just tase me like that. And then I happened to see another officer come up, which I don't know if y'all really paid attention. The car passed by and then came back.
Uh-huh.
And then he dropped out his car and he came and grabbed my legs. You know, so now I'm, you know.
Being attacked by two people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time as this is going on, like I say, I'm just thinking about my kids, you know. So so after that happened, and they
take you into the police station now.
No.
Oh.
We were walking to his patrol car.
Mm.
So the whole time we walking to his car, he telling me, don't look at me with your spitty blood face. And I'm like, yeah, because you been hitting me in my face. So we finally made it to the patrol car, and before they put me in the car, they searched me, make sure I ain't have no, you know, drugs, weapon, or whatever, which I don't even see how, you know, I would have any of that, because I had
you
on
were
a white,
just working.
Right, and I had on a white tank top, you know.
At first it was white.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and I still had the prunes, you know, in me from when he had them tased me. I still had them in me as they walking me to the patrol car. And like I say, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, because that's not a good feeling. And you know how when a crocodile or alligator snapping a roll, that's what I was doing the whole time, you know? And the whole time I was thinking about my kids, you know? So, when we finally made it to the patrol car, he had searched me and took the prune from off of me, whatever. That's when they finally put me in the back seat. So now the supervisor that was on that shift that night, which I never did knew her name. I don't even know who she was. I think it was Selinda, I believe. But anyways, so I guess she was the supervisor on that shift for that night. And she came to where I was, and she asking me what happened, what's going on. So as I'm trying to explain to her what happened and what's going on, the whole time before I even finished my sentence, she telling me, oh, you lying. He's not gonna do that. So I'm like, ma'am, you wasn't even there. You gonna sit here and just go by what he say, and you wasn't even there, but you started asking me all these questions, and I'm trying to answer your question, and you stopping me in my, you know, sentence, telling me that I'm lying. So then she was like, well, on a scale of 0 to 10, what is your worst pain? I'm like, ma'am, look at me. I just got beaten. You see, I got a knot on my head. I got scars.
You're bleeding.
Right, I'm bleeding. So she was like, well, do you need any medical attention? So I want to snap on her. I want to say, ma'am, if you don't start asking me these stupid questions and you see the condition that I am, yes, I need medical attention. So they called the paramedics. Then they came out, which I was about to get ready to snap on them too, because I felt like they was right along with them.
First, you've worked 13 hours. Like, this is after a 13-hour day.
Yeah.
You 13-hour day, you've gotten beat up, and then you've been called a lie, and now you gotta let people invade your body. That's
correct.
A lot.
Right, yes.
It is a
lot. So when the paramedics got there, the lady that was talking to me, and she asked me on a scale of 0 to 10, what is the worst pain? Ma'am, I'm hurting. I need medical attention. Just as simple as that. So now she asking me for my information, what is my name? So at this time, I don't feel like I keep telling y'all people my name. Get my ID from this officer. He got my ID. Get my ID from him. Ain't nothing to talk about. It's not nothing left to talk about. So she was like, I'm just trying to do my job. Okay, well, you need to do your job. You know, ask me all these personal information later. I need medical attention. So when we finally did get to the hospital, they immediately took me into one of the rooms. So I'm sitting in the room for about almost 2 hours before a doctor or a nurse or anybody you know, to come and see me or, you know, come to my need. So when the doctor finally did come in there, now here he go asking me these same questions on a scale of 0 to 10. What is your worst pain? So I'm like, oh my God.
So now it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Right. Yeah. And so we're now.
And people are still asking you, what's your pain level?
What's your name?
Right. So before he left, because they got my blood pressure, took my blood pressure and, you know, my pulse and all that stuff. So he say that a nurse is gonna come in and do my care, my medical needs or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now I'm waiting another hour
before
the nurse came in or whatever. So she came in there and here she go asking me same questions. Lord. So after the questions, only thing she did was just wipe a little bit of blood off of me and put bandages on me and then discharge me.
So did you need anything more intense? Like did you need stitches or she didn't even check for that?
She really didn't even, you know, really check me, you know, all the way.
If you had a concussion or if you needed,
right.
So she didn't check for any of that.
She didn't do
nothing.
And
so put. When they discharge you, is that when you go back to the police station or do you not have to go?
Yes, I actually went to jail that night.
Oh man.
I actually went to jail that night.